And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mount.
Hello and good morning to you. This is the day the Lord has made, and the Bible says we can rejoice and be glad there is. So we're so glad today that we're able to come to your home and by the means of radio to bring a ray of sunshine into your heart and life. Well, let's get our broadcast started by doing this beautiful song. And this one said, there'll be no tears on the hillsides of glory. Graves, I'm sorry.
There'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. I've lost a loved one. Well, I know you have too. No, we don't know the answer, but God's word said it's true. We're still full of questions, still caught off of guard. When we drive to the gravesite and our loved ones let down, but there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. Why, you know life on this old earth, why, it's very short at its very best. You see, we're going to run out of living in these fragile old tents. Ah, but there's a brighter day that's coming in that land of no night, where we'll be present just with Jesus. And you know then, everything's gonna be all right. Oh, there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. And there'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home.
Yes, sir, there will be no graves on the hillsides of home. You know, I've been listening in the political field and how that the candidates are talking about the knockout punch. You're going to knock this one out, knock that one out. Well, I think that song just kind of knocked the devil out, because the Bible said the last enemy that will be destroyed is death, and there will be no graves on the hillsides of glory. Well, we are so glad today that you've tuned our way, and we certainly do appreciate this. I want to send a song up to the B.F. Goodrich plant. My grandson, Ethan Mouse, works there, and that's Rodney's son who lives in Alderson. He said a lot of folks up that way mentioned hearing the broadcast, and they enjoyed it, and we appreciate that. Got a lot of friends up around Linside and Droppy Lick, and well, we've got friends in a lot of places, but I firmly believe the Bible said if you want friends, then show yourself friendly. And that's what this broadcast is all about. No big I's, no big U's, just simply present Jesus Christ in song and in the preached word. And we certainly do appreciate you. We don't know who you are. We're not going to be calling any names, but anyhow, we would like to say we appreciate you. Also, the folks up around the Greenbrier and in on the railroad, people talk about coming in off the railroad and hearing the broadcast or going point out or many different places, and we certainly do appreciate that because, listen, what good would it do to be on a radio broadcast if nobody wanted to hear you? But we're glad that you want to be involved in our ministry, and believe me, it has been people like you that have really kept us going. Well, Mary and Martin Howe, never do a broadcast, don't think about them. Mary loves this song right here. Martha says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes. I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face, thorns were on his head, blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red, though his eyes was on the crowd that day. Looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me. Yes, he
song for you. Maybe you're there and maybe you're not so richly blessed, or you don't think you're richly blessed. It seems like everything's going wrong for you. I would not want to do a broadcast just for those that are always lifted up on the mountaintop, because I always think about the people that are down in the valleys. There's a lot of people down in the valleys. And I want to do this song by Hank Williams. It's called These With Broken Hearts. And I want you to give a listen to it. If you're there and you're living a broken-hearted life, and things just ain't going real well with you, you remember one thing. This preacher man, and so is other people on the that are hearing my voice in churches and different places around, hey, we're praying for you, and we're praying that God will in some way lift you up above your problem and above your situation, because, you see, I know that He can do that. These men with broken hearts.
You'll meet many just like me, upon life's busy street, with shoulders stooped and heads bowed low and eyes that stare in defeat. For souls that live within the past, where sorrow plays all parts, for a living death is all that's left for men with broken hearts. You have no right to be the judge, to criticize and condemn. Just think, but for the grace of God, it would be you instead of him. One careless step or thoughtless deed, and then the misery starts. And to those who weep, death comes cheap. These men with broken hearts. Oh, so humble you should be when they come passing by. For it's written that the greatest men never get too big to cry. Some lose faith in love and life when sorrow shoots her darts. And with hope all gone, they walk alone. These men with broken hearts. You've never walked in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes. Or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. Some were paupers, some were kings, and some were masters of the arts. But in their shame, they're all the same. These men with broken hearts. Life sometimes can be so cruel that a heart will pray for them. God, why must these living dead know pain with every breath? So help your brother along the road, no matter where he starts. For the God that made you made them too. These men with broken hearts.
Yes, these people with broken hearts. You know, I think one of the greatest statements that Jesus made, he said, for the poor have had the gospel preached unto them. And when you stop to think about it, the richest man in the world without Christ is a poor person. And I know that there's people having good times, people having bad times. But, my friend, we need to pray for our situations. We love you. We appreciate you. Well, something good. I mean, you know, it seems like God's always doing something good. My good friend Dave, let's not forget Dave Willis on the radio here, manages the station, and also his father. They're both needing your prayers very much, sickness. But anyhow, Dave had to double up on a broadcast not long ago because he played the same broadcast the following Sunday, and he apologized and said, I'm going to replay your broadcast at 9:30 at a different time just to kind of make up for that. I told him he didn't have to, but something good came out of that. A lot of people heard that broadcast on that Sunday night, and they've commented to that broadcast, and it kind of put a thought in my mind, in my heart, that, you know, we may just do that. Yeah, I talked to Dave, and Dave is willing to let us have some time about that time, and to do a good half hour of good gospel music, and just kind of join with you and be with you. And to do that, we'll have to have, of course, a little more help, a little bit more support. But if God be for us, then there's no power that can stand against us. So you be praying about that if you can. And we may, we'll know next week where we can announce that we're going to be doing that or not. But we hope that we can. Well, let's go right back now. Some people, requested that we do this song again. They liked the way that Martha and I did it. It said, I'm free.
So long, I have searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and all my dreams. In the door of my prison was opened by him. And now, praise the Lord, I am free.
tomorrow. I'm free from the dew on my head. I tread in my shackles for a glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord.
I am free from the guilt that I carry, from the dead empty life I am set free. For when I met Jesus, He made me complete. He forgot the foolish child I used to be. I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. My shackles for the glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord, I'm free at last. I'm free in my shackles for the glorious life. And now, praise the Lord.
In the book of Revelation, in chapter 4, if you'd like to read it there in your Bible, the Bible said, "And John saw a door that was opened in heaven." I'd like to talk to you just a little bit about that door. You know, I went through many doors. As a matter of fact, doors are make up a great part of our life. We get in the car. We got to get in a door to get the car. We get out of the car. We get through a door. So we know, without me going any farther, that doors are involved in our life. And we go through many doors. Well, you know, I like what John said after Jesus had spoke with the church. Some he rebuked and some he congratulated. Some he just simply told them their problem and he told them the solution of what they must do to get their problems back in line. And then in chapter 4, all of a sudden, that John comes with, "And behold, I saw a door was open." And you know, this morning I'd like to tell you, my friend, there's a lot of doors that have been opened. Jesus was the door in John chapter 10. He said that I am the door. And no man cometh any other way unless he come by me. You know, one of the greatest statements ever made in the Bible was, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through and by me." He said, "I'm the vine, and we are the branches." And so this morning, I'd like to talk to you about that door that has been set before us. First of all, there's a door of appreciation. You know, I don't think that we say, "I appreciate you" enough. Oh, I know that, you know, we think and within our mind that, well, we don't have to really speak it, that people just automatically know that. But, you know, I don't know about you, but there's been a lot of people involved in my life. I mean, my Sunday school teacher, my choir leader, my preacher, many different Christian people that have been involved in my life that I never actually said, "Hey, I really appreciate you." I've had a lot of people saved in my ministry, on radio ministry and in evangelistic field and in the pastors of the pulpit. I've had a lot of people pass my way and I never really got to just sit down and say to them, "Hey, I really appreciate you." I remember my mother, my mom and dad were married for 64 years. And mom said one day after dad had passed away, "You know, your daddy wanted to talk about dying. He wanted to talk about after he left this world and what was lying ahead." And she said, "I'd always say to him, 'Earl, we don't need to talk about that right now.' And my mother made this statement as she went on. She said, you know, I wish now I had to sit down and talk with your daddy about dying. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize it. And she went on to say, and to tell him just how much I appreciated him. Because, you see, he was a working dad. My dad believed that a day's pay for a day's work. And my dad believed in working. And he come up through the hard times back during the Depression as a young man and all up through there. But he always provided for his family. He was a good man. And Mom said, you know, I really just didn't get a time to tell him how much that I appreciate him. And, you know, a lot of times we don't take the time to really say, hey, I appreciate you. I probably never really took the time to tell my dad how much I appreciate him. And maybe you're listening to me this morning, and maybe you're in the same area I'm in. Maybe I just didn't take the time to say to my mother, hey, Mom, I really appreciate you. I remember that my good friend Poodle Helms, down in Hominy Falls when I pastored there, Poodle had an experience with his father. Poodle loved his father, well, as any man should, but he thought so much of him. But he said, you know, he said, I am so regretful now that I didn't take more time with my father. And he even asked me, he said, Tommy, take time away from your churches and your ministry and go and be with your father, because you'll never realize how important he is until he's gone. Well, that time came when I stood at his bedside and I saw his life was leaving him. And only thing I could think of, hey, I'm losing the greatest man in my life. And I never had time really to say, Dad, I really love you and I appreciate you. Oh, I said it in many different ways, but I want to be able to walk through that door in heaven. And when I walk through that door in heaven, I want to walk right up to my dad and I want to say, Dad, I love you. I appreciate what you did. My mother was the same way. I watched my mother at the age of 93 was passing away there in Greensboro, North Carolina, and my mother kind of reached up and waved at me as if to say goodbye. We won't see each other again this side of eternity. Well, I didn't really get time to say to Mom, hey, Mom, I appreciate you. I appreciate that you took care of me. I mean, in my worstest time, and you always patched up my hurts, and you always helped my sickness. Hey, sometimes she brought the castor oil, you know what I mean, the thing I didn't like. But you see, she wanted to do everything that was good for me, and I just didn't maybe take the time. But I'll walk through that door one day. That door in heaven, and it'll be a door of appreciation. Not only that, but it'll be a great door of a great reunion. I believe that we're going to have a great reunion on the other side of eternity. I said to Phil Shrewsbury, a good friend of mine there in Peterstown, and been a great friend of mine, and I stopped by there one day to see him, and I said, he said, what are you doing, Tom? I said, well, really, I'm just out visiting some of my old friends. I said, you know, my friends must be getting far and in between. I said, because I find myself visiting with the Undertakers, and we kind of chuckled together. Hey, but I have met so many, many people. Barry Harper, my, what a great friend he and Patty has been. And we do want to remember Barry. He had some bad news, but God's working with that. But anyhow, we'll have a great reunion. You know, we don't have the time here to really fellowship and get together like we ought to. We don't meet each other sometimes till we go to a funeral or we have a homecoming or a family or a dinner at the church. But, you know, there's going to be a reunion in heaven. Don't you let anybody tell you you won't be known in heaven. Now, if we're not known in heaven and we don't know in heaven, then the Bible is absolutely wrong. Because the Bible said, we shall be known as we are known. And I believe there's going to be a great reunion in heaven. And you're talking about a time, old Brother Ernie Barley, God bless his heart, he's gone home to be with the Lord. Every time I go toward Bradley, I always tell Martha, Lord, I'd like to just stop and sit down and talk to my old friend, Robert Barley. My, what a great friend he was. And I find myself just longing just to sit down and talk to Robert again. Well, I will. There'll be a great reunion one day. And Robert used to sing that song, and he'd always say, I'm going to send this out to Brother Tommy. This song will never end. And my friend, that song will never end. There will be a reunion on the other side of heaven. Not only that, but there's going to be a door of eternal life. You see, we cannot solve the mystery of decay. The Bible said our bodies go into the ground, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It shall return back to the earth. But remember also that Paul said in Corinthians that this mortal will put on immortality. This corrupt shall put on incorruption, and we shall be changed from the frail person that we are. You see, we live in a body, a shell of clay. But this body is one day going to be changed. I'm going to walk right out of this body into a celestial body. A body that will never know pain. It'll never know tears. We will never see a graveyard, never see a wheelchair, never see a blind eye, never see a lame leg. My, heaven is going to be worth it all. When we walk down the streets of gold, as I was beginning to say before I got on to this, but my good friend Brother Ernest Barley, God bless his heart, and love Bug also his wife. Brother Ernie said that's one of the struttest preachers I believe I've ever seen. And I'd get a big full steam ahead, a steam preaching, and I strut down the aisle, and Brother Ernie said, well, he's a strutting preacher. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet, Brother Ernie. You wait till I get over on the streets of gold. And I strut down them streets of gold. Brother Ernie is going to say, there comes old Brother Tom, and he's still strutting. We call why? Heaven is going to be mine. The walls of jasper, the streets of gold, all of the beauty. Sit down by the river of life. Put your feet over in the river of life and just sit there and enjoy it. I know that the song Amazing Grace said for 1,000 years, but my friend, it's going to last a lot longer than that. We're going to be there for 1,000,000,000 and 1,000,000,000 years because that song, that time is never going to last. Hey, if you miss heaven, my friend, you have missed it all because heaven is real and God has built a real place for us and a real people that are there in heaven, and one day we'll open through that door and walk to the other side of eternity. Our Father, as we approach the throne of grace, our hearts are saddened because there are so many people, they're not ready for that journey. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, after death to judgment. And I pray, Lord, that somehow or another through this radio ministry this morning, that somebody has been touched. Somebody has made their commitment to Christ. Now the angels of heaven rejoice because another soul is headed in that direction. Thank you for the blessings you placed upon this radio ministry. Thank you for the people that have prayed and paid because they have confidence in the ministry that we preach, the God that we serve, and that's who we're trying to present. There is something to believe in, and we're trying to reach across the airways and tell people that they can have Christ, and Christ can be in them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, neighbor, don't forget to pray for us. Think about the 9:30 service, possibly on Sunday night. Now, that's not a permanent fixture, but if we do, we'll be telling you more about that because I think it's an expansion of the radio ministry, and a lot of people like our singing, and we appreciate that. A lot of people like to preach it. We appreciate that. But just to be involved with people and God giving us the opportunity to do it, then I think when doors are open, we ought to walk right through those doors. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.